another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about the news, what we play recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUFP. We're TLUFP!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Level Up Show podcast. It's episode 308. We seem to be doing a bi-weekly theme right now, and I don't know why, but it's working. It's working okay. We're here. We're back. I'm your host, Derek Vance, with this lovely empty house that I'm in. So if it's echoey and very quiet, it's just my sadness that's filling the room. With me, as always... with me, as always, is a man who is better at Super Nintendo games than his nephew. It is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
I was going to say, I was like, not better than Careful Ralph.
No.
I'm definitely better than my nephew.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say that I think that is a bygone era, right? Is like kids being good at video games, because they're just not that way anymore. Games are just not that way anymore. Like,
some
what,
are.
But what child is like picking up fucking Ghosts and Goblins and getting murdered all the time and going, I want to keep doing this? No kids doing that. They're shutting the game off on the iPad or the Switch or whatever, and they're going, nope, and they're gonna go watch ASMR eating videos on YouTube instead.
There's a bunch of young kids that are really good at Tetris and newer games as well, like Call of Duty, all that stuff.
It's just in my experience, and I think, you know what, I'm bless up for LB, because I bet you Little Bird is going to have like the best head start of any video game child of all time because of
what's that fine.
That little bitch.
I think there's a lot of young kids that are good at fighting games too.
Yeah.
What'd you think? No. I was gonna say Ralph.
I picked up that Game Builder Garage game for her to play, and like she won't be able to play for years.
So. Sure, but still, you're like, and here I am, like I didn't think that holistically about it, right? But I was just like, okay, I've got all of these games, right? And so these kids are going to be somewhat interested, and maybe it's a boy girl thing, right? Because my girls, Olivia's starting to get a little more into video games and wanting to play them, but like, they just don't give a fuck if it's a hard game or they're not, like, if it doesn't click, if they're not playing Roblox, they don't care. They don't care. So that's why it's like, if you were to put them back in our day where you were playing these games, where you had to literally learn skills while you played these video games, I don't think this generation could hack it. I really don't.
Yeah.
I think it just depends.
Like, I mean, I guess back then when I was a kid, like a lot of the mainstream games were hard.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, like the mainstream games now I wouldn't consider, I mean, they're, unless they're like, you know, online multiplayer or whatever, sure. But like just like single player stuff, I don't think is generally as hard now.
It depends on what you're looking at. But, you know, say TMNT on the NES, right? Like as kids, we're like, Turtles, fuck yeah. And then you play that game and you're like, why is this so hard? I hate this and I don't want to do it, but you keep doing it, right? You're like, hey, Donkey Kong, this is fun. And you get to the water levels and you're like, I fucking hate hearing this. Because you fucking die all the time. It's like, you know, you build this resistance, at least we did as kids, to just push past a lot of that stuff. Nowadays, there's just so much out there that kids are like, I died a few times, next. Died a few times. Well, next.
I think like games now are, a lot of them are free to play also. So it's like, you know, if we had a game when we were kids, like, well, this is it. Like,
right.
We blew our birthday money or Christmas money on this. Like,
you were going to play it.
Yeah. It's like, what are we going to do? Sell it at a garage sale in the spring? Like,
yeah, for $12.
Yeah. So, yeah. Get good.
Yeah. That's for sure. And it's wonder. It's
cheat codes.
It's always interesting to me when you talk about the nephews, just because again, that boy girl factor of like the boy's like, yeah, I'm close to fighting Venom. You're like, you just turned the game on. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he got wrecked like pretty early on. I wasn't watching him because the other kid was playing Mario in the other room. So
way more interesting watching that. Yeah.
Well, he's just younger, so he needs more help. But I guess being able to read too helps. So like when they get to the age when they can read,
Yeah.
then that helps. But
I
I
just.
mean, he makes it through Spider-Man for the most part. The actual PS5 Spider-Man, PS4 Spider-Man, but.
The idea of like, okay, like what's the first, and I don't know the question I necessarily want to answer, but what is the like, what's the first quote unquote in-depth game that you remember playing and or finishing at a young age? And this is my answer, and this is probably not necessarily the true answer, but like I was 14 or not even 14 when Kingdom Hearts came out. I mean, it's a
I knew
full on it's a full on JRPG, right? And so like I'm sitting here playing this fucking game and to completion, and I have no like I mean, I don't remember, I don't know how I learned most of those skills or how to figure out how to, do those things, and but I played that game and finished it and loved it. Like, I don't think when Jolene turns 14, I could hand her Kingdom Hearts and go, beat it. She'd look at me and go, no.
No beating party.
I'm not sure if I remember finishing many games when I was really young. Like Super Mario World, I finished pretty young,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
most of the
Pearl's.
other games I had, I'm not sure if I finished them. I think I was like 12 when I finished Resident Evil 2. One of the other games I had were like sports games, so they're like just never ending.
Yeah. What'd you say, Ralph?
Turtles in Time. I mean, I finished that pretty young, but I think I played with my brother. But I remember beating Simon's Quest, Castlevania 2, when I was pretty young, but I think my dad probably told me what to do.
But still, it's still you have the control in your hand, right? Like at the end of the day, it's like, can you look at a cheat code or rather a guide? Absolutely. But you still have to be the one to put that into motion, right? You still have to be the one to do those things. And so the idea that like playing Metal Gear Solid for the first time on PlayStation, and I remember playing that game and going, I have no fucking clue what we're supposed to really do in this game, but you just kind of figured it out. And I don't
Supposed
know
to smoke
how.
cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't know how. Hop in a box. I can't tell you like how those skills just came to my brain, where me and my uncle were just like, hey, we're going to do this. And we did it. Right.
I
But.
think a lot of it's just you try everything, like you hit all the buttons, you do whatever.
And I think that drive is what is missing. Like, I just don't see kids nowadays, at least my kids, they just would shut it off and be like, I'm just not going to do this. Like, I don't care. And it's like, man, I miss that. I miss that discoverability. I miss that, like, holy shit, like, watch, I just figured this out. Even watching Olivia play Kirby, which is really enjoyable, there are times where she'll just get frustrated and be like, Dad, will you do this? And it's like, absolutely. I'm happy to help. But it's like, it's way more rewarding when she's like, hey, I beat this boss. Hey, that's awesome. Like, those are some great feelings that I have.
Well, they don't have like so most of the older games now, like all my cartridges pretty much are loose. Like I barely
Sure.
have any boxes. I do have some manuals, but like they're all like in the basement. I don't have any of them around. And a lot of the stuff about how to actually play the games was in the manuals,
Yep.
not in any menus or any like
Tutorials,
not
yeah.
even like this is how you jump or
Right.
whatever. Like Mario had some like information boxes. Super Mario World had some information boxes, but they didn't really give you much. So when my niece and her friend were playing Super Mario World, they're older. At the time, I think they were in like 8th grade. They had no idea how to run, so they just kept like going forward and then jumping, and it was a jump that you could only make by running. So they just kept dying because they didn't know you had to hold a button down to run. So, and like, there's nothing that tells you need to do that. You just have to like,
Figure it out.
or read the manual. But I don't have the manual for that. I
Yeah,
guess
I
I'll look
mean,
it up on the internet.
the first, I don't know if the Mario Brothers arcade, like the single screen game where you held a button to run, but I know Super Mario Brothers on the NES, you held a button to run. So it's almost just like knowledge that they assumed you already had,
Right.
probably at that point. Because all the Marios at that point had done that, maybe except the arcade one, I don't remember. It's bad though.
Uh-oh. I heard your voice crack a minute ago.
And like they suck at menus. Like I usually have to help them turn on the assist stuff for the Mario Kart Switch because they don't know how to do it. They barely even
There's no
know how to
perseverance. There's
play
just no
the game.
perseverance. It's just like immediate quit. I don't care. I don't want to do this. If there's even a hint of resistance.
Well, like the consoles and their menus have only become more complicated, and most of them have no clue how to do any of that stuff, especially if they don't read well, like the younger kids don't read well. They don't know how to get to any of that stuff in the menus.
Right.
So they don't really know how to stop the game either. Like, so many times they'll tell me they're done playing and I come upstairs and the game is just
still,
left
still running.
Unpaused.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I got a Wii U ruined. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The young relative. The young relative.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. But lost all my save datas. Data. That's plural, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of annoying. And like, because I, like, especially because like my TVs, both the one I upstairs and downstairs are the OLED ones, and those are susceptible to burning. So it's just like,
please shut this off. Stop doing this to me.
Do not just leave it on the same screen for long periods of time.
It's going to show that fucking baseball game in the background of everything that you watch on TV from now until when you die.
Well, so I have an old OLED. I played too much Super Mario. What was it? What was the name of that night? 35 or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What a great little free thing on the Switch.
That's like burnt into my old OLED. So,
man.
So I didn't see it.
But. That's awesome. Well, welcome to the show, episode 308. We're here. We're going to talk to you about some games we've been playing. I think we finally have some Surmise the Score, even though I think I still owe somebody a video game. so I need to finish that. But we'll do some Surmise the Score at the end of the show. But at first, we have just a little bit, just a touch, a smidge of video game news, and we'll start with that.
Oh, yes, I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please, quite.
Batman died. And I don't mean in that shitty Gotham Knights game, which I meant to put on here. Boy, what a piece of shit that game is. Gotham Knights. PS5. But Kevin Conroy, the voice of a generation for Batman fans, has passed away. He's 66, which again, iconic Batman 66, the TV show. He was 66 when he died. Call the through line, whatever you want to do there. But yeah, I mean, the Batman animated series is maybe my first or second favorite cartoon of all time, right with the Ninja Turtles show, because I love both of those so, so much. But the ridiculousness is that animated series and how great it was birthed so many great things, but also 10 years, 15 years after the series was over, for us nostalgia fans, birthed a trio of video games that really changed the landscape with certain battle structures and the way games formulate their own battle systems now with the Batman Arkham series. And the fact that they knew to tap into that well of, hey, who should we get to do these characters? Oh, we'll just bring all the people back from the animated series.
He did Origins too, didn't he?
I'm sure he did. But those Rocksteady games is more specifically what I was talking about. But yes, I think he did Origins also. But yeah, like, hey, let's tap into the nostalgia of the animated series and Paul Dini and Bruce Timm and bring those guys in and get Mark Hamill to do the Joker and obviously Kevin Conroy to do Batman. Like, that just fulfilled a childhood opening that not of us knew needed filled at the time. And what great fucking games those were. What a phenomenal show that was. And just a top-notch voice actor all around. So super sad about him dying. And again, no better way to celebrate that than to play Gotham Knights and to hear how awful that voice actor is for Batman, because it is bad. It is awful. So bad.
I didn't even know Batman was in it, but I guess he should be.
Spoiler alert, the game opens with like a 20-minute cutscene, and guess who fell asleep during that cutscene?
Batman.
This guy. This
cutscene was like Metal Gear Solid level.
Oh man, it was so bad. Well, I'll get there. But but yeah. Big respect to Kevin Conroy. 66, man, that's fucking young. Really young.
Yeah. That sucks.
great Batman. I mean, and you always hear people like, oh, my Batman is Michael Keaton or Christian Bale. Like, I would say, like, realistically, for me, like, Conroy is the Batman, right? He is the guy who I think of and hear when I hear, you know, Batman outside of Christian Bale. Like, those are the two for me that really define the role.
Not Adam West.
I love Adam West, but it's not Adam West. It's, like, just that dark, gruff Batman sound from the animated series. I watch that show so much. The opening of the animated series is still one of the most iconic things I think I'll ever have, you know, burned into my brain until I'm gone.
I think you did. Did you ever play this one, Derek? Batman Vengeance?
No, I don't think I did.
Voice. I'll look in the manual here. I'm pretty sure he did the voice, because this looks a lot like the animated series.
It does, yeah.
So, but yeah, that's sad to hear. I'll probably never find it in time, so it's cool.
It is. You can move on. No, you're fine. It is sad. It's sad to see. Let me see here. Vengeance.
Who did the Batman Begins game?
Conroy Batman, Mark Hamill Joker, Tara Strong Batgirl. Yeah, all the people are back from that.
Oh yeah, here it is. You think did Christian Bale do the Batman Begins? I'm guessing it was just a sound alike for the game, but I don't know.
I would guess he didn't do it, but again, I do not know.
I don't own that. I used to, I think. Oh well.
It was PlayStation 1 Batman Forever.
Batman and Robin. I got that there.
Yeah, Christian Bale did do it. Yeah, he did do that first game.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
It did not get reviewed very well, though.
Why wasn't there a game based on The Dark Knight?
You know what? That is because Heath died, if I had to guess.
Well, there was a point in time where, like, they decided we're no longer doing,
canceled
movie adaptations.
Yeah.
Canceled action stealth game, canceled in 2008.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that was the time, yeah. Every movie didn't have a game anymore.
They reportedly missed $100 million in potential revenue by not releasing the game, and then they did not renew its licensing after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Is there a new Avatar game coming out?
I don't care about Avatar. Snooze.
Probably.
There is, but I don't care. Gross. All right, let's move on. Ralph, you put this on here. Sonic Frontiers is apparently just a global playtest. This isn't a real game.
That's what the whoever the main guy was apparently behind Sonic Frontiers, he said, like, basically he knows they got some work to do with this release. It's basically a global playtest, and it's from the same people who said, like, months ago, like, we're gonna do everything we can to make this game have a high review score because then it'll sell well. And then, second, it's not even finished, apparently, is what you're acting like if it's a global playtest. I mean, it reviewed okay.
It did.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of games are like that. It is, like, Cyberpunk was pretty much that.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, like, yeah. With every game having updates all the time, like, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. But yeah, it's a very weird thing to say. And
yeah, that is a strange comment to say, hey, yeah, this game's out, but it's just kind of like a playtest. We're not really taking it seriously.
And then, like, I don't know who said this recently. Some other, I don't know, it's Sonic team who's making these games anymore. I'm not sure, but someone from the development team was like, oh, the Switch version is pretty close to the rest of the versions. And I was thinking, like, there's no way that's
no
true.
Shot, no.
It's not.
The amount of people that have said, hey, don't play that. It's bad.
There's a lot.
It's a lot of people.
And, like, I get why they put it on Switch, because, like, people are still going to buy it because kids have Switches. And they love Sonic. I didn't go out looking for kids and what Halloween costumes they were wearing around here, because why would I? But I saw two kids wearing Sonic costumes.
Whoa.
Yeah, they like the movies. I know my brother's kids like the movies.
Yeah, those movies are good.
I still haven't seen them, but I don't know. And I definitely would have pulled the trigger on Sonic today if it was $39.99 at GameStop. Like, GameStop lied to me and said it was.
Right.
Those movies are very different than the video games, though.
Yeah, like, oh yeah.
So it's kind of weird. I wonder what they think when they watch the movie and then play the game.
They probably hate the game, again, because Sonic is fucking hard. Those games are not easy.
Is there still a Sonic animated series of any sort?
I thought Netflix is still releasing some episodes there.
Is there?
I thought so at one point.
Because I knew Sonic Boom was on for a long time, but that's probably over by now. Yeah,
I don't know. I knew at one point there was that Sonic Netflix show, and that was pretty popular. So.
Okay, I can't keep up anymore. No, he's too fast.
You and me either. Exactly right. Speaking of fast, there was a random tease from Studio Ghibli that showed them and Lucasfilm getting together, and everyone freaked out. And the very, very next day, they said, hey, by the way, this is actually a short film that we're putting out that came out yesterday. It's called Grogu and the Dust Bunnies. The Dust Bunnies, of course, are characters in the Studio Ghibli film Spirited Away, right? Or My Neighbor Totoro and Spirited Away, both of them. I was correct in half. And then Baby Yoda, of course, or Grogu is a part of this short film also. I don't know how long it is, but it's out on Disney Plus if you want to check that out. So that's kind of cool. A nice nifty crossover that just dropped right away.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what any of those people were characters.
Yeah, Baby Yoda, a.k.a. Grogu, and then the Dust Bunnies, they're just like random character little things from Spirited Away and My Neighbor Totoro. So if you've ever seen either of those movies, they're just the little, they literally look like Dust Bunnies, little specks with eyes. They float around. They're interesting. So
okay,
check that out if you care. And the last piece of news that I have, which again is not, the part of this news that's exciting and interesting is not the headline. Remedy has announced that Control 2 will be coming out for the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and PC. So no PS4 or Xbox One support, which is great. Shouldn't be happening. There are some people on the internet that would tell you that God of War is being held back because that they did not fully embrace the next gen and ditch previous gen. So Remedy getting out ahead, just being like,
the developers actually said that.
Did they for sure?
Yeah, developers said that they were making a PlayStation 4 game first, and then where Sound of Frontiers was the other way around, you know, with the Switch. Hey, they didn't make it a Switch game
I guess we're gonna put this on here, but it's not around very well.
But so I think the developers said that.
So yeah, you've got Control 2 coming out and saying, hey, we're coming to only next gen consoles. What's interesting here, and this might be in this, I did not read the article, so I apologize, I'm taking this from IGN. It's saying that the budget for Control 2, what do you think the budget, again, because we don't know shit about how video games are made really, right? So this is what's interesting to me, because they've got some figures here, and I'm like, whoa, what do you think the budget for Control 2 is?
Hard to say. I know, what's his face over at Double Fine? Was talking about how like Psychonauts was like the first one, I think, was like a $20 million game. So I would imagine this is quite a bit for them.
$200 million.
Okay.
$100 million.
We're lower on both of those. Lower on both. Give you one more guess each.
$300 billion.
$52 million okay. is the budget for Control 2, the first game, which again we all remember pretty fondly. I liked that game quite a bit. It might have been my game of the year that year. Take control. What a great fucking man. What a great moment in that game. Was $30 million for the very first Control game. And then it says, for context, The Witcher Wild Hunt. They have the dollar amount that The Witcher 3 cost. How much do you think The Witcher 3 cost?
I don't know, 100, 150?
$81 million. And then Red Dead Redemption, between $80 and $100 million. So just like, I don't know, those figures have always interested me in how much this shit actually costs. Because I look at that and then I look at like God of War Ragnarok. So I'm like, that game's got to be.
Well, God of War 3, I know, was $50 million. Because I remember them talking about it.
Ragnarok's got to be $75 to $100 million to make that game. And so just to, because it's not like Box Office Mojo, you can just go type it in and be like, this is how much this fucking game made, right? Just that idea is so interesting to me, to know the budget and then how that all quantifies into where they're making that money back from. Is it just physical sales? Is it partnerships with different companies and things like that? So, but yeah, just $50 million, $52 million to make Control 2. Again, if they made the first Control with $30 million, I'm feeling pretty good if they're going to dump a little bit more into it.
Inflation, though.
I mean, the amount of money they put into it doesn't mean it's going to be good. So
throw money at it. It'll be good.
Yeah, no.
More. More.
No. But I think the more, just the amount of money they get is means it's more likely for them to finish making the game.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
And but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going
to
be good.
Like Ralph said, inflation, people want more money to work more. They're probably working less and getting paid more because you can't crunch people anymore.
I don't think so. I would not expect the video game industry to have fixed the crunch problem. Like, I would still think, because like they released those, a lot of those games come out on 2-year cycles.
Yeah.
And this might be why Madden sucks so bad. But
it's just crunch all the time.
So I would imagine the video game industry definitely has a problem with crunch still.
Yeah, I don't think that's probably going to continue. Away.
Well, it should, but I don't know.
I don't disagree with you that it should, but they want that money hand over fist. And so it's like the idea that, again, last year Call of Duty was like, hey, we're not going to do another yearly release in 2023. And then just recently in the latest, like, hey, here's our forecast. And they're like, we are coming out with another Call of Duty in 2023. People are like, what the fuck, man?
Oh, man.
You just said you weren't.
That Microsoft money, you know?
Yeah, Microsoft, with all that money that they're getting from Sony, because Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is the fastest selling Call of Duty on the PlayStation of all time. Phil Spencer's just like, yes, yes, keeps putting it out on the PlayStation, yes.
He said he wants it on Switch also.
Of course he does. Why wouldn't he?
I feel like they should put some kind of Call of Duty product on Switch.
Bring SOCOM back. Fuck that. Bring SOCOM back.
I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm not saying try to put the newest Call of Duties on Switch, because that ain't going to happen, but they could be making lots of money by putting old Call of Duties on there. I don't know, but they got plenty of money, I guess.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm sure Call of Duty makes them quite a bit of money.
I think it makes a lot of money.
GTA pretty much
makes
Rockstar go.
A lot of dollars coming all over the place with old Rock, you know, Rockstar.
But yeah, like there's Activision. The staff is not cheap for people who make video games. No. So like I think that's part of the reason why it costs so much. And I think like even some of those people making those games are probably underpaid. Like they're probably not getting. They could probably, for what they do, could get paid more somewhere else. So
yeah, I would agree.
And they're probably working harder too, which sucks on top of that.
Yeah.
And then their job security is also pretty low, because if their game fails, then, and then also they'll like ramp up and like get a bunch of people working on something and then let people go.
Lay them all off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess lay them off, or just like, they know they might already know they're like just their contractor and they're only going to be there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a crazy business, but those figures always interest me as far as dollars and cents for things like that. But hey, Control 2, it's still in the concept phases, so I'm sure we're like 2 years away from Control 2, but I'm in for some more Control for sure. Any other news that anybody has like lodged in the back of their mind that, Ralph, maybe we didn't talk about while you were gone? You were off finding Halloween decorations and all that business.
I was putting in a faucet, but
yeah, that's same thing.
I don't know of anything.
Making PSVR 2.
Being more than the console, get fucked.
Yeah, you can pre-order that in a couple days. I think get November 15th.
Absolutely fucked on that. No shot.
It's. I think they're like. I looked at the specs for it, and it should be like a pretty good VR headset. So.
If that VR headset isn't sucking me off in the real world, I'm not buying it. That is way too much money.
Yeah, it might.
Just get yourself a vacuum, and then it's like that's that scary movie where
I told you not to bother me when I'm cleaning my room. He was hanging out of his pants. Old Dewey.
I'm don't know if those are going to be hard to find. I think I'm not going to pre-order it.
And I would hope not.
I think the first one was like half the price of that.
I was going to say $300 for the first one.
I paid less than that. But I got it on sale. But so who knows what's going to happen with this one? It's pretty damn expensive. Yeah. I think it's like
$550.
Is the base one like $530, and then it's $550 if you get the one that comes with that Horizon game or something?
Yeah, I don't know. It's all way too expensive, and I don't own anything VR related. So,
you probably do. There might be some PS Plus games you have.
Well, I just mean I don't have a system. I don't have like a PSVR or an Oculus or what was the other one? What was the other big one? Oculus is really the only one I hear about nowadays.
Was that Valve one or no? Yeah, was there a Valve one?
There was one called the Vive. I don't know if that's
the
still
Vive.
A thing.
Yeah, HTC that's Vive.
Awesome. Not Valve Vive. Yeah.
Get sucked off by Zuckerberg in the metaverse. Now is that what you're looking for?
Now it's just now I'd let him give me all that money, baby. Now it's just it's the Meta the MetaQuest and the PSVR, it seems.
Yeah.
So
who knows? It should be pretty good quality. It's just
that's a lot.
Fucking expensive.
Yeah, it's fucking expensive. I can't do that.
I think it's still required. The thing that's like, it's so expensive and it requires your PlayStation 5.
You have to have the console you can't get, and now you have to pre-order the PSVR 2 that costs more than the console you can't get.
Yeah.
So, just a double dick kick is what Sony's trying to deliver to you. Thanks.
And it's, I think it's wired, right? I think it's so.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not wireless.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of that guy, that dad, like playing football on? I think it's on the Quest or something, and he like hikes it and then tries to scramble and runs into the wall.
No, that would be a fun video to watch.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that's
awesome. Was it Mark Sanchez?
Drop the controllers, fumble the controllers.
If only, if only. All right, that's all for the news. Let's go ahead and start with what we've been playing. And Ralph, you weren't here last week. I know you got to close the show, so why don't you start us off here with all the hotness you've been playing on the Switch.
What is it that you have been playing lately?
Because I know you haven't played shit on your PlayStation. Even though I did see you on the other day, I saw you on your PlayStation, and I saw you playing, was it the Olympics game or some Olympics bullshit? I don't even know.
Yeah, and Katie were playing that. It was like $4 at Best Buy, and it's not bad. You can dress as Sonic the Hedgehog while playing basketball.
Yeah.
That's $4 to me.
Hey, that's
breaking
all right.
Ankles. Hell yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Listen, is Sonic a Shaq man or is he a Jordan man?
He's more of a Gary Payton.
Okay. Yeah. All around.
Yeah. He'll steal your wife.
Never win a championship.
No, but he'll trash talk.
He'll have a son that's not as good as him, but try to make his
His
name.
Son won a championship. That's so true. Son's got bragging rights there.
He does. Yeah, fuck you, Dad. You didn't do shit. tell us, Ralph. What is this chaos? Whoa, chaos head. That's the kind of head I'm looking for.
That's right here. This is a double pack. Well, I only played
kids.
Those
look like they're underage.
Oh no! Never mind. Scratch it. Erase it. Didn't happen. I didn't say it.
They're definitely in high school.
So, oh god! Yeah. Nope. Never mind. Didn't mean it. This is chaos.
18, right?
Sophomore. So I don't think.
Oh god! No! Oh god! The police are here. The
cops held back a couple years.
No.
That's possible. Well, this is Chaos Head Noah and Chaos Child. The two visual novels. I don't know why I wanted to partake in a visual novel. I've been playing Chaos Head Noah. It's actually pretty interesting.
Did you ever finish that last visual novel you bought?
No, because the house in Fata Morgana or whatever it is, it's like 100 hours long or something.
Because I was going to buy it and you bought it and then you're like, I'm never finishing this.
I mean, I was playing it again recently. Like, it's really good. It's just like, it's dense, after a while, it's like, I just want to either make some choices or
the choice to shut it off.
Well, and supposedly in House and Fata Morgana, you make like three choices out of the 100 hours it takes. I've made a few choices in this Chaos Head Noah so far. It's pretty interesting. It's about all these murders going on in this small, well, it's in Shibuya or whatever it is. I don't know. Some part of Tokyo, I think. It's not Akihabara or Akihabara. However the hell you say it. But the way these murders happen are kind of interesting. Like, the worst one so far is some man was found dead and his stomach was like bloated. So, and he had been stitched up and they found a dead baby inside of him. So I guess the whole thing is like all these people are panicking about this serial killer and the main character keeps like keeps forgetting all these things. Like he's having some kind of amnesia problem. And it sounds like he could be involved with all this, but he doesn't remember it. I don't know. Kind of interesting. But it's a visual novel. So,
you know. Did not come with a watch?
Like 999? No. I mean, 999 is a lot more interactive than this is. That's for sure. All those games are. The Zero Escape. Man, I loved 999 until I got like a bad ending. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm never playing this again. Because it's like I had to start over or something. I don't know. But yeah, that's pretty much Chaos Head Noah.
I like the idea of these visual novels just because like it's a nice break from the random things that I play. And by random, I mean shooting people and murdering them all the time.
Visual romance novels, too.
I was always, this is maybe a little more, back in the Flash Player days, those kind of like dating sim visual novel type things that you could play on like the Flash Player and stuff were my favorite kind of things where you just like make choices and be like, oh, you're going to go to this person. Let's go out to dinner and blah, blah, blah. Like shit like that. I was always way interested in.
Apparently there's a really good visual novel. I know it's on Switch. It may not be on mobile phones. It's called One Night Stand, or basically it's really short also, I guess, where you just wake up one morning and like there's a lady in your bed and then like you make all these choices about what to tell her and whatever.
That's the kind of
how to get her out of your house.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It sounds pretty interesting, but I have not tried it or own it. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, the visual novels, the story has to be like crazy in some way or else I don't care. Because right. Like, why? Like, I don't know. But it seems like every visual novel I've partaken in so far has some pretty gory stuff in it or just off the wall murdering somehow. So yeah, that's fine.
I would like to probably check out that House of Fata Morgana. What was the other one that came out that was like,
that was two expensive of them? Now, wasn't it? House of Fata Morgana?
Was that the one that was two of them?
There's only one of it.
What was the? I'll have to pull up my Switch list because there was two games they released. Like there was like a night and a day game that was like I believe also similar to a visual novel on the Switch that I never bought.
Was it the
$40 a piece?
Was it the Famicom?
Yes, Detective Club.
Yeah, I've heard those are good.
I really wanted to buy those, but I was like, I'm not spending that kind of money.
Yeah, they haven't gotten a physical release, and they probably won't. But these Chaos Head games, they're part of, from what I understand, they're part of a series called like the Science Adventure series, which is also like Steins Gate and Robotics Notes. What's it called? They all have semicolons in the titles. So I've heard of the Steins Gate stuff, but I don't know. Apparently, I don't know if they're all related or they're just all part of. They're like all anthology. It's like an anthology series or something. But
yeah, these are still the one I was talking about. Is still $60. You said One Night Stand. I want to pull this up.
Okay. Yeah, One Night Stand's like $5 or less, I think, yeah, but yeah, maybe not.
$5. Oh, you need my birthday. I am of age.
Are you?
Well, depends on what I'm old enough to party.
Okay, you'll know what's in there.
Oh, hey. Yeah, so this is the kind of shit I live for. Is like, and remember there was a phone game where you're like talking to an astronaut there for a while. What the fuck was that called? Do you remember those?
No Man's Sky.
No, I wish. I don't remember what it was called.
No,
was
I don't Major know. Tom? Yeah, I never played anything on my phone, really, so I don't
know. Is that astronaut wearing a suit and just a helmet, or...
Yeah, that's like Killers did to me. Yeah. That sounds all...
Anyway.
Yeah.
Lifeline. The game was called Lifeline. It came out forever ago. There was a couple that of different like ones. It was fun. It was a cool game.
On PC? It was like a survival
game. That was on, it was on the phone.
Oh, I thought there was one called Lifeline on PS2.
Awesome. Yeah, I think I was surprised. This is something.
Tell some girl what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, these are different things.
Apparently
yeah.
they released a sequel? I don't know. 3-minute games. They released Lifeline, Beside You in Time. Yeah, interesting. Those games, yeah, I always liked that games. First game where you literally text and like back and forth and you pick like what you want to say, and then yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. No, I'd be into something like that.
Yep, it's cool. Anyway. All right, what else, Ralph? You got this, that's a big title. Maiden Abyss, Binary Star Falling into Darkness. It's like different bands you find is what I feel every time I read one of these titles. It's like, what band am I getting into now? And most of them don't have titles like that, but that's how I feel. It's like, this is this niche that I'm not getting a part of because I've not taken the direct steps. I feel like I'm being left out here.
I don't know if you are. I just, for some reason, I'm here anymore. I just want to play stuff that's weird and probably short, but not
filled,
all of it.
Filled with underage children. I get it, buddy. No big deal.
Well, you don't want to know, like, there's a reason I don't have Bayonetta 3 and Sparks of Hope on here. So this is, I don't know what's happened to me, but it just bounced right off of both of them.
Yeah, that's crazy to me because, like, those are the games of the fall for you, and neither one of them are here on this list.
Nope. I don't know. Once Kaiju Monsters got involved in Bayonetta 3, I'm like, I'm out. I don't know why.
It's pretty weird.
I did not want that in a Bayonetta game.
What was like, it? I missed it. What did I miss?
Kaiju Monsters.
Oh,
like,
sure.
I mean, I'm sure that game's great. I just, at the time, it wasn't clicking. But
there's one where you turn into one and you don't even like fight like the first time. You just like shoot bubbles out of your fingers. Oh no, what happened to my screen?
That sounds all right. Maiden Abyss is an anime that I have been watching. It's on Hulu. It's weird because it's set up as like 3 movies on Hulu, but I think it's actually a series, like with short episodes. I don't know. Maybe not. It is very messed up. It comes across as kid friendly, and then someone gets brutally murdered. I don't know. People are stillborn and then brought back to life. It's crazy. This game is based on it. The game is like a survival game, sort of. It's bizarre, though. There's 2 different modes in it. It makes you do this first mode. The first mode is basically like a 4-hour tutorial that follows the anime, and it is very easy and very boring, and I don't know why they make you do it. And then you unlock the other mode, which is like you create your own character and you're trying to get to the bottom of this abyss. And I don't know, like, it almost feels like a Souls game, sort of, like if it was not nearly as challenging. Like you're basically going into this abyss. There's like 6 layers, I think. And you're trying to find relics and you get them out, you sell them. You get experience points, you level up, keep going deeper into the abyss. The further into the abyss you go, the more it screws you up. So, like, the first layer, you just, like, if you go... Basically, if you move too fast or ascend too quickly, you get a headache, you start throwing up.
And where did you come across this game?
Maiden Abyss is an anime.
It's the anime on Hulu. Okay.
Well, yeah, I don't know what else is on, but I found it on Hulu.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of janky, but it looks kind of like the anime.
Yeah, this is a PC sort playthrough that I pulled up to try to watch a little bit of.
So I don't know. It's pretty good. I can't probably recommend it because you have to play through that 4-hour tutorial. I don't know why it's there, but I guess they wanted to make it follow the anime. It's so weird too, because it just, it ends in a random spot, the 4-hour tutorial. It's like just credits pop up, and I was like, well, that was an odd spot to end this, because it was very anticlimactic. But I don't know if it didn't want to spoil the show. It's bizarre, but yeah, I don't know. That show's really good. Check it out if you're into anime. I'm not much into anime, but
yeah, I try.
A few I've watched.
I've tried, but I'm not fully there.
Okay, yeah, made an abyss. You want to hear about how I finished Skyward Sword?
Yes, I do want to hear about that. Sorry, I'm being talked about the children, so I'm trying to focus on that a little bit. I apologize. My attention is being pulled. But yes, tell me about Skyward Sword, because it's not Bayonetta 3 or Mario Rabbids.
I don't know why, but I got the urge to play Skyward Sword recently, and then I finished it. And like 30 hours later, yeah, I'd finished it. Like last year when that came out, I was like, this is not fun. I don't want to play with motion controls. I don't want to play with these weird button controls. I don't know. Cleared my head, went back into it. That game's a lot of fun if you can get past that crap. Like, there's a lot of stuff in that game that feels like filler. And I don't know, like, they could have cut 5 hours out of that game easily. Because there's this one boss you fight 3 times.
What? It's
like, grief, and it's the worst boss in the game, but it's not that hard.
Now, Skyward Sword is the one that was on the Wii.
Yeah, and I finished it on Wii also. So this is the only Zelda game I've finished twice, I believe. And it's one of the worst ones, according to most people. So
this is trying to think. Okay, this is not the game I was thinking of. I was thinking of Twilight Princess. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Twilight Princess is, I've never finished it, but it's pretty good. But I mean, yeah, you have to use motion controls, or on the Switch you can use the right analog stick to swing your sword, because you have to position your sword in certain ways to hit certain enemies.
This game does not look great.
I mean, it's like
a Wii game.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11 years old. Like, yeah. I think it,
it looks good for it being that old, but I don't think it looks great.
The art style is quite a bit different than the other
it
ones,
is.
Too. It's not like Wind Waker. It's a little different.
I kind of like the way it looks. I guess I'm just kind of, well, I'm old, so that's part of the problem. But, like, the game, I think it looks clean. It runs very well.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it runs bad at all.
It's like, why can't Nintendo games anymore just come out like this? Like, why did it have to be so complicated? Like Jeez, I didn't think.
I'll call Avril and find out. Maybe she has the answer.
Oh no! Yeah, like Bayonetta 3, like, didn't run super well. Like, I think it's probably good enough, but it's like, just don't put so much into it. Just let it run super smooth, because the Switch can't handle all this complicated crap anyway. Just, I don't know. But
I think they're still trying to do too much with a console that can't do that much.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I agree.
Give me one second.
Yeah, I don't know. How far did you get in Skyward Sword, Ryan? Not very far.
I'm not sure. I remember being in some water area, and I'm not sure if I finished it.
Okay.
So I have to make a quick phone call. You guys can keep talking. Hang on.
Yeah, but I've been meaning to get back to it and try to finish it, but yeah, the motion controls are a little weird with the controller instead of the Wiimote. So I've gotten back to it.
I play with buttons, so it's kind of weird not having direct control of the camera, but I got used to it, I guess. And that game does this stupid stuff where you won't be sure where to go next, so you can pay 10 rupees to the fortune teller, and he can basically guide you there or give you the right idea. And then this is the thing with this game. This is the filler. At some point, the fortune teller cracks his crystal ball, and like you gotta, someone's like, well, you can go to wherever to go find a new one at the top of this mountain, and then he could tell you where to go next. And I was like, I'm just gonna pull up this walkthrough and it's gonna tell me to go next, and it did, and it saved me like an hour. It's like, so there's like a lot of stuff in that game like that where they had to pad it, I feel like, to get it to 30 hours.
I think I remember talking to the fortune teller.
He's real goofy looking. I guess it's a guy. I don't really know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either. It was a weird looking person. But yeah, I remember that game looking pretty good and running pretty well. Just the controllers are a little weird because they had to convert it from Wii to Switch. But
yeah. Yeah, I even bought the Amiibo for it, and I don't know why, but...
Did you try it?
I did. I used it once. Like, I was going to use it, but it was never... I never had it near me. So,
does it just give you items or something?
It sends you to the sky directly, so you don't have to go to a bird totem thing.
Oh.
It just takes you right to the sky, which is really handy. And I don't know why they just didn't have it in that game anyway.
Give you the fixed crystal ball.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go to the top of a mountain.
Should put out like a $50. The mountain is like one of the zones you go to like multiple times.
Oh, I think I'm in a fire area. I think I did get past the water one and just got to the fire area.
Yeah, so that'd be the mountainous place that it was talking about. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff like that in there.
Yeah.
But
the fire area being more difficult, but I can't remember.
Yeah, it's still not too bad. And that game's got some, I guess, a whole stealth section in it that was not hard at all, thankfully. Because
that's all of a Plague's Tale, if you want to try that out.
Yeah, I heard you guys talk about it last time, and yeah, I don't think I will. But
did you ever play the first one?
No, I never did.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Like a lot of stealth, hiding from humans, and then dodging rats.
It looks super neat, but yeah. Them rats. Yeah, that's all I've played, really. So, whatever. Ryan, if you want to go on, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I played more Bayonetta, and like it hasn't really hooked me either. I'm just kind of going through a chapter at a time, but I don't really have like a desire to keep playing it. I just feel like I should probably finish it. It seems very familiar. Doesn't really look that great. It probably would look better if I wasn't like, I don't know. I think I went back and played a little bit of the original Bayonetta on Xbox, and it I guess I was playing on Series X, that remastered version, and it seems like it looks about the same, so which is probably not great, but I mean, well, it looks sharper on the Xbox than it does on Switch, but it plays about the same. So I don't know. Maybe they should have just not put this one on Switch, waited for whatever Nintendo's next console was. But
yeah, I mean, you know they're going to put it on the next one, just like they put Bayonetta 2 on Switch.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Yeah, I don't probably know. Will. They could release all three. It's so, still weird to me. Like, the first Bayonetta is owned by Sega, right? And then the second and third are not. Because, yeah, I boot up Bayonetta on X Series X and got the Sega logo and everything, but there's no Sega logo on Bayonetta 3, so they must...
Well, I think there was on the back of the box. I would tell you, but I no longer own it. I could pull up Bayonetta 2's box. I think there was a small Sega logo on the back. Is this... Yeah, it's on the back of Bayonetta 2's box on Wii U.
Okay. Is it on 3 at all? Because I don't remember seeing anything before the game started. They should look a little Nintendo thing, but...
They might have. I mean, it's... So, yeah, like, I mean, I've got Bayonetta 1 on Switch physically on the set for some reason, which just came out. But so it looks like it's published by Nintendo now, but it's got a Sega logo on the back. also. So you better check Bayonetta 3. I don't.
Oh yeah, there is. There's Platinum and Sega. So
yeah, it's just like Sega's loaning it out to Nintendo, sort of. I don't know.
That's so weird. I wish they would put it on the newer consoles instead. So
okay, I have learned.
It would be pretty cool on PS5 or something like that, but or even on PlayStation 4.
My apologies about the delay, gentlemen.
Okay. Well, you didn't play No More Heroes 3 on Switch, did you?
No. I got the big ass, like, look at how big this box is. Like,
is that a Super Nintendo box?
So I guess you won't be able to see the difference, but yeah. I'm just runs a hell of a lot better on Xbox than it on Switch. So
Digital Foundry hasn't done a video on the new version yet, so
okay.
I don't know. But also, yeah, apparently that late game is mature. So
yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
I've just heard it's like mature themes, kind of like
strong language and use of drugs. Yeah. So
kind of like okay. Life is Strange kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what else did I miss? What are you into? What are we talking about? Sorry.
Ryan's Bayonetta 3.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think we're kind of wrapping it up. Like I'm not really too interested in either. It doesn't really feel too much different than the other ones. But I'll probably finish it. Just because it's on Switch, so I'll probably just be able to finish a chapter at a time. I'm not really trying to play it that well either, or go for all the like secret stuff. Kind of just trying to just get through it, but I don't think the game's too long. I think it's like maybe like 12, 13 hours, something like that. So
yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, the game got reviewed very well, but it just for whatever reason doesn't seem too exciting or interesting. But a game that is, though, is Star Ocean: The Divine Force.
Are you digging that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like the what was it, Integrity and Faithfulness or something that came out on PS4. I don't know if it came out on Xbox One. It might have just been PS4. But I like that game quite a bit too. Other than the combat, was like the old school style of Star Ocean combat, which is not very good. Maybe it was when it first came out. I think it. I remember if it came out on PlayStation 1 first or if it was on Super Nintendo. It was probably PlayStation 1. But this one, they changed the combat quite a bit, so it's more like you have more control of your character. They give you like this thing where you can kind of like quickly move to another character, and if you hit him in the back, you can stun him and blindside him. But then you still have ability points, so you can only do so many attacks before you have to have like a cooldown. So that part kind of sucks. If they didn't have that, it'd probably be more fun. But other than that, though, most of the Star Ocean stuff is still there, which is they give you, like, every time you level up, you get skill points, and you can kind of spend those on everything, like your ability to like craft items or increase like certain attacks you have, or increase like passive abilities you have. And then there's also just like flat out like skill tree or whatever that you can upgrade, and you can just do whatever. So it can be a little bit intimidating because you have no idea like what you should be putting your points in first. And I don't really know. But so far the game's been pretty easy. So I haven't really felt like I made bad choices, but I don't know, maybe later on. If it was like a Tails game, it would definitely show me that I fucked up later on, because there'll be some boss that I just cannot beat no matter what I do. But hopefully this game does not do that. But the characters, like the story is pretty much like a regular Star Wars game too, where it's like these like Star Trek kind of people who like go through space looking for new planets or whatever that have like life forms that aren't as advanced as them, and they have like special rules with interacting with them. And usually one of them like accidentally crash lands on some planet that has like life forms that aren't as advanced, and then some crazy adventure happens. So That's pretty much what goes down. A lot of goofy anime stuff. Some lady always telling me to get her stuff, and then I already have it, and then I tell her that I have it, and she's like, "That took you forever." So, like every time she's like, "It's probably gonna take you forever," and then I give it to her, and she's like, "Said I didn't think you were ever coming back." It's like, never left, never left. In the previous games though, like she's in the other ones too, and like you've been able to recruit her to your party. I don't know if it's gonna do that in this game, because some of them like had like optional characters that you could get depending on where you went. And I don't know if so far all the characters have seemed like they've just joined as part of the main story, but who knows? They do have a bunch of like private actions with the characters, and those aren't very straightforward because you have to like go into a village, leave the village, come back, and then try to find those people to talk to them. So, and they don't really explain it very well either. So it's very easy to miss the private actions. And I think those kind of determine what ending you're going to get. So if you just don't do any, I have no idea what's going to happen. And it's very easy to not do any of them. So kind of wish they would have made that better, but it's kind of been like that for the whole series. Like the private actions were easily missed. And I think I don't know if they've always determined what the ending was going to be, but I think the last two they have for sure. Definitely not looking like a high budget game. You will not confuse it for Final Fantasy or anything like that, but it still looks decent. Characters are very, very anime looking though. They don't really look real humans.
From the box art, it looked like Cloud is in there with that big sword. Is that not?
I don't think so. That might be Raymond or something.
I mean, his sword looked similar, but probably not that close.
Yeah, that's Raymond. You could play as Raymond or as this is Batisha, I think her name is. And if you play as Raymond, you get more of the story from like the advanced civilization. If you play as the girl, you get more of the like fantasy style lower civilization, more of their story. But so it's kind of neat. I don't know, those games I think have always been interesting and fun, at least to me anyway. They haven't really changed like in a major way. Like our Final Fantasy keeps trying to do something like new and different. These games have been fairly consistent, so it's kind of nice to go back to like an older school RPG. But they still make like improvements, like to menus and stuff like that, and fast travel to make it not feel like you're playing like an old game that's like annoyingly like, or I guess like have annoying menus or whatever or stuff to navigate. Like, I don't know if you've gone back and played any of those old PlayStation 2 era JRPGs or even like some of the PS3 ones. Like, some of them are not very friendly, user friendly, I guess is what I'm looking for. But
sure, I was too cowardly to try any of those.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's kind of nice that they, I thought for sure, like, after they made that last one, that the Star Ocean series was dead. But apparently not. Hopefully they'll keep making them.
That's all you can do.
I saw Reggie bought the PS4 one because he still, like, for some reason refuses to buy a PS5.
Oh, Reggie.
He probably could get a PS5 if he would just stop buying multiple copies of the same game. But I don't know. But there's not really much like enhancement for the PS5 version. I think you get like 4K or like a smooth 60 frames per second if you want to do performance mode. I don't know. I'm assuming you only get one option on PS4, but I don't really know for sure. But yeah. And then other than that, I played more of Scorn, and that game is not fun at all. Like, the combat is pretty bad in that game.
Did you actually get to actual combat?
Yeah, and it's not, like, the checkpointing's not great. And I find like I got some gun and I didn't know how to load it at first. It doesn't really tell you how to do that stuff. So I was like, oh, cool, I got a gun that's got more bullets. But I thought I loaded it, went up on some enemy, found out, no, it's still empty and just got destroyed. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think that game's a good game, like, at all. I don't think it looks good or plays good. it runs well, at least, but so I don't know. I know it's a short game, so maybe I'll try to finish it, but maybe it gets better, but I doubt it.
I feel like that game was in development forever because I don't know if it was when game trailers was still in existence or when that Easy Allies started up with former game trailers people, but like they used to promote or like have ads for Scorn all the time. And I was like, when is this just like a PC game? Like, what is this? When is this ever going to come out? And yeah, I guess finally it came out.
Yeah, it's not very long either, so I don't know what they were perfecting, but something.
Stuff looked like alien stuff. H.R. Geiger.
And like most of the environments look the same. Some of the puzzles are interesting and not like could have been enjoyable figuring out, but then they put the enemies in there and it's very awkward fighting them. Like I ran into this bull enemy and I pretty much know I need to just sidestep it because that's what you do in a video game when you're facing an enemy that's just constantly charging you, but you can only take so many hits and like you heal yourself very slowly. So I don't know. I'm just like, okay, I'm done with this for a while. Cause it's just not fun. Then I also, I don't know if we want to just have you talk about some of your stuff first, Jared, before we talk about God of War.
That's fine. We can do that.
Yeah.
I picked up COD, played COD, Modern Warfare 2, have not touched the single player yet. Played a shit ton of multiplayer and it is super good. I really, really enjoy that. The thing that I'm over, and maybe I said this the last time I bought one of these games, the party chat that is not party chat in COD is not fun anymore. Like, you know, when you play Fortnite, you don't hear the other 95 people, you know, as they die or at the end of the game.
Olds.
Yeah. You know, you hear your party that you're in, right? So when you're in a party with people and then you get into a multiplayer match, say you have three people, it's a six-player multiplayer match. So the other three people on your team hear everything that you're talking about. There is no real party chatter. It's not segmented, right? You can mute them, but everything you're saying, they're hearing. And then at the end of the match is when it just goes buck wild. F this, F that, N-word this, F, you know, sounds like maggot, but it starts with an F. It's just like, and I'm just over it. Like, it's not funny. It's not cool. It's fucking gross. I'm just like, I can't with the post-match Call of Duty stuff anymore. You know, I just, I don't get by the shit talking. Like, it's not cool. It's not fun. It's really annoying. That is exhausting. So I wish they would implement a better party chat for that, for sure.
Did Kyler Murray get hurt playing Call of Duty? Because he was not playing this weekend.
I don't know. He might have. He might have hurt his wrist or something. Warzone 2 drops on Friday or Thursday this week, so that'll be a big deal. Check that out for sure. But Call of Duty continues to be a good amount of fun. And then I talked earlier a little bit about Gotham Knights and how bad that game is. And so when I say bad, again, game starts with a 20-minute cutscene of Batman dying, right? That's the crux of the game. Hey, Batman's dead. All four of us have to pick up the mantle and figure out what's going on, right? The voice acting, it ain't great. 30 frames per second.
So, hold on. Who killed Batman?
Ra's al Ghul, or kind of himself, but Ra's al Ghul. Isn't
he also dead? Didn't he have to be prop pack?
The first thing they talk about in the game is resurrection. So it's like, oh, this dude's definitely getting brought back to life, but all right, cool. Runs at 30 frames a second, so it doesn't run great. The combat is fucking horrendously bad. It is nowhere near as fluid and great as the Arkham games. it's like they tried to do something on their own, but it's clunky and everyone's got like weapons and things they can use. And it just, it's not good. I'm intrigued by the story and the gameplay is fine enough. There's no real fast travel. You get a bike that's not very fast. You have a grapple hook that you can use to grapple across, you know, the sky essentially, but you can't fly. You just grapple from place to place. So it isn't even as fluid or good as Spider-Man. It's very clunky and not fun. But the moment to moment stuff is just kind of mindless and not hard. The story I'm intrigued in because it's a Batman story, but otherwise, like, I could give so many less fucks about this game. I don't find it very fun so far, but I will continue it once I get through God of War Ragnarok, which has been taking up the majority of my time. I'm about 12-ish hours in, Ryan. Where are you? Nowhere close.
No, I just fought a bear.
Oh, you're like literally just starting the game.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just start, you fought the bear.
Yeah, almost snapped that bear's neck.
Yep, I get that part.
Yep, and that's about it. Like, I played a little bit after that, but not much. So, the wolf died, spoilers. That's about it. I didn't make it too far.
So I won't get into too many spoilers or anything like that, obviously. You know, Tony, friend of the show, Tony Welchel, feels that the game is just an extension of the first game, and he is kind of not feeling it. You know, he says he's kind of just having a mindless good time, but it just
feels like PS5.
Yeah. Just, you know, the mindlessness of doing the same thing that you did in the first game, essentially just on a bigger scale. The story parts that he said he was dealing with are not the most intriguing. I just finished the story parts that he was talking about. I found them intriguing. I found them a good time. I find the game to be pretty funny. There's some cool, like, some pretty funny scenes. You're in, like, the very early stages of the game, so, like, you haven't even really hit the stride yet.
Yeah, just made my axe, get some ice on it.
Yep.
Threw it sometimes, forgot I threw it, and then punched somebody.
I will say that I'm still, like, I didn't hate the combat in God of War 2018, but I've just found it a little, like, it's a lot. Like, there's a lot that can go on in that game. And there's still a lot in this game. Like, all the different, you know, L1 in this, or hold triangle, or R1 this, R2 this, with this on top of it, and then you press this and do this. And it's like, there's just so much going on, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but when they die pretty quick from just hitting R1, then you just don't really do any of the other stuff. But do a lot of dodging. I haven't gotten too far yet, so most of mine has just been dodging. And then I haven't even really had to use the block other than against the bear. And that bear liked to do attacks that you couldn't block anyway. So that bear fight took forever too. I was like, okay, am I actually going to kill this bear, or is it just going to end at some point? And not let me actually kill the bear. And it let me drain the bear's health, but you don't get to actually kill the bear because there's something special about the bear that I'm not going to spoil, but Derek already knows.
Yeah.
He already knows about the special bear. It's not Winnie the Pooh either. Did not steal that bear's honey.
But I mean, he stole something from that bear, but it wasn't honey.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, I haven't seen any. I saw, what was her name? Freya? Is that what her name is?
Yeah.
But no Odin yet. They talk about Odin, but have not seen Odin. I haven't really seen many characters. But I don't know. I'm sure they'll all pop in at some point.
Yeah. Like I said, you're still in the very early steps of the game, and so you kind of don't even have like the groundwork yet. So
is this gonna be like God of War 3, where you just kill all of the gods? Because, like, I mean, that's pretty much what happened.
I mean, spoiler alert, like, Kratos doesn't want any of this. He's literally like, I don't know why you're chasing this, son.
Well, it's Ragnarok, so I mean, and it's also been prophesied. It was on the wall.
Well, yeah. So there's plenty of prophecies that get tossed around in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny to see because again, it's all about the father son dynamic, right? So Kratos is like, listen, he says, I'll follow you, but I don't agree with some of the things that you're trying to do or want to do because I don't want that, right?
I guess, but
he doesn't.
I don't know. I haven't gone that far, but he seems like he just wants to chill, just retire. I don't really know what he's the god of anymore. Like, he's not very clear.
He is just a previous god of war that people know about because he fucking murdered every god in that realm.
Like, that's like this whole like continuation with him where he is still continues to not make any sense to me at all. But because I don't really know what he is. Like, he's just some god now. Like, he actually had like a purpose in the other ones.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he's still technically a god, right? Like, those powers clearly are from realm to realm or from, you know, mythos to mythos. But like, for me going into this game, the questions that I want answered still haven't been answered. And again, I'm not crazy far into it, you know, 10, 12, 14 hours, whatever. But like, how did he wind up here? Who brought him here? Why is he here? You know, give me those answers, right? You get a really cool, I don't know if it's happened yet. Did you get the spot? Did you get the flashback?
Probably not. He had some dream with his wife.
Yes, that's what I was talking about. Yeah. And that's cool because again, you get none of that in the first game. So I'm like, okay, cool. You get some time with the wife that you didn't get before. So again, you're learning a little bit more about previous and Faye and all that stuff. So there's some cool moments that I've really enjoyed. There's a lot of groundwork for a lot of story that is going to continue to push through. But I'm really
still don't know what happened to him after he stabbed himself.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, you assumed he died. You have no clue, like, what happened, and that's what's like. Okay, how did he get here? He obviously he lived. Are we going to get these answers? Because that's what those are the kind of answers I want personally. So we'll see. I'm really.
Was there going to be another one after this?
No, or this is it. This is it supposedly.
Yeah. So see, he's got to be. God of War 3 style, right? Killing everybody.
You know, but again, he wants to do none of this. He doesn't want to kill anybody. Yeah. He doesn't want to fight. He doesn't like, I mean, you're about to have a pretty big moment happen and he's just like flat out, no, I don't want to do this. You know, Kratos is not that guy anymore. He doesn't, you know, he reluctantly went and got the blades last time. He doesn't even really want to do what he's doing. He didn't want to kill Baldur, but he's going to kill Baldur because he was going to kill Freya. And now Freya's trying to kill you. And, you know, and he just wants to chill. And you got Atreus, who's just like dick hard, ready to go, want to fuck everybody up. And Kratos is like, dude. You can't do
that. That's what doesn't make any sense to me. Because, like, the gods and the other ones actually had a purpose. They had a role. Like, there's no god of just sitting there and chilling and not doing anything.
Well, but, yeah, but now that his role in that world is over. So now he is the god of war, but he has nothing to do with, you know, this mythology. So he's just there. He's just living in it. You know, he wanted to be left alone. Right. He didn't want to...
But he could leave that place, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true, right? Like... The whole point was he got found by Baldur in the first game because Odin sent it after Freya, or I'm sorry, after Faye. So again, Kratos didn't want to be found then, and now he's just been kind of in hiding because of everything that's happened. So he wound up however he wound up here and honestly just doesn't want any of this shit. So he is literally Danny Glover, and that's where we're at right now.
It's so weird how they don't really interact with regular people either. Like, everyone they interact with is other than animals in the environment.
Some kind of god or
never
something.
Interact with regular people.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, where are the regular people living? Like, they're all dead. Ragnarok's coming, everybody's dead. I don't know. It's so weird. Even in the God of War games, he rarely interacted with regular people other than, like, when war was breaking out and he would occasionally kill some of them. But he did it more often in the original.
Yeah, there's more. There's more crowd control stuff in those original ones for sure.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm really enjoying the game. I still love the story. I think the game looks really fucking good. The performances are excellent. The dialogue is excellent. The worlds I've been to look phenomenal. I mean, I think I've been to four realms now, five maybe. and they all just look vastly different. Super cool. I'm really, really enjoying the different characters and what's happening in those. And again, they're sprinkling in all these different bits of stories, all these threads. It's still early enough. And I'm excited to see where those go. I'm really excited to see you play like the next hour, because that next hour is a big chunk of time where it really sets off what's going to go on for you, Ryan. So,
yeah, I'm sure his son is setting up all kinds of problems for him.
Yeah, there was a part that I just wrapped up earlier where.
If he dies, though, in this one, are people going to be as mad as The Last of Us, or they must not care? Kratos dies.
I mean, my gut feeling going into this game was that Kratos is going to have to die, right? If they're not going to do another one, that makes the most sense, but I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I really don't want to play as a son, so if they're planning on making another God of War game, and like his son is also not the God of War, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully, I don't know.
Yeah, unless, I mean, the idea of like... The idea of, you know, the bear, and like maybe that's a thing, right? So like maybe that could be kind of cool, but... I don't know.
I don't think his son is a good character, so
yeah.
I just don't really want to play as his son. Like, the little had to do with his son, the better. Like, his son is just not it.
You remember The Last of Us Part 2?
Which one?
The Last of Us Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, as long as you remember that, that's all I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption. You know, anything, anybody? No.
Well, yeah. Red Dead Redemption was, his like son was stupid. Good. Like, yeah, his son was actually a good character.
No, I'm with you. I get it. I'm just teasing. Yeah. Anyway, God of War for Ragnarok. Ragnarok's so fucking good. Ralph, I highly recommend you pick it up. I know you don't want to spend $70 on a game, but when the time comes, you got to jump on it.
You could have had it for, I think I got it for 60. Or, yeah, 60. The PS5 version from Target. That's why I had to wait an extra day, because apparently Target said it was going to be there on the day it came out, but did not happen.
Yeah, maybe next year when it's like $30 or less.
Right.
And maybe it'll be on the Black Friday sale.
It'll
Sonic be Frontier, Sonic Frontiers already is.
It'll be $50 in a couple of months for sure.
Does it have the free upgrade if you buy the PS4 one, or do you have to
pay $10? You have to spend the money, so you're better off buying the $70 version, being able to play it on both 4 and 5 if that's what you were going to do. But no, they stopped the free upgrade after Horizon. You have to pay the $10 every time.
Yeah, I think I got mine because Target had some like Target Circle offer that had like a certain percentage off of video games, and I don't know if it was just supposed to apply to God of War, but it did, so that's how I got mine for cheaper. Sure.
Nice.
Yeah. Anything else about God of War that you've seen or felt so far? I know it's early for you, so it's kind of hard to talk about.
But... No, I was watching one of the games. Like, there's a guy. I don't know if he like works directly for GameStop or he just does videos for them every once in a while. But he has a couple like timeline videos, like Resident Evil and God of War, and I think there's like one other one. And he had a pretty funny breakdown for God of War and how Kratos is just solving every problem by killing everyone.
I mean, it does eliminate a lot of issues when you're just like, oh, this person can no longer make an issue for me because they're not breathing.
And I think there was, in God of War 3, there was some character that Kratos didn't want to kill, but that, oh no, it was God of War Ascension, one of the two, Ascension or 3, Kratos didn't want to kill, but that character wanted to die, so Kratos had to kill him.
it's always funny to me, like, at one point in the game, you're fighting these ads or these characters and you're kind of like, you're struggling because you're like, I don't know if these are good guys or if they're bad guys. But in the middle of it, like one of the R3 kills is just like, you grab this thing and just like rip the front of it like wide open. And it's like, don't know if these are good guys or bad guys, but yeah, they murder just the same.
I wouldn't like for somebody who doesn't want to be in it anymore, like he, pretty savage with how he kills people. Yeah, like,
he's in it for
you don't
sure.
have to kill people that way. Like, yeah. You don't have, like, well, you can also avoid the fight too.
Yeah, well, but and there's a character and they're like, listen, like, you don't have to do this. And he's like, listen, these fuckers attacked us first. So like, what am I going to do? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna fucking kill these people.
Do you ever go to a village or anything either? Like, I don't, is there ever any structures that seem like more than one person lives there?
Yeah. Like there, you definitely see some like, like a fishing village type thing early on where it looks like there's different dwarves that might live there, and things like that. And then there's, I just hit a spot that's pretty deserted, but looks like there could have been some structures that people used to live in. And now there's just like different camps and things like that. But yeah, early on, there's some structures of like houses and stuff.
Yeah, but you don't see anybody living in them.
You see the characters that you need to see. That's about it.
Yeah, that's so weird to me. But
you hear people when you knock on the door, and they're like, "Get the fuck away!" But you don't see anybody.
Okay, that's like Nier style when you go visit some village and everybody's hiding in their house. Yeah.
They're like, "Leave me alone! I just need some answers. I don't give a fuck."
Yeah.
All right. Well, that means does look
good. It ran well too. I did the high frame rate quality mode, so I think it runs around. I think that's the mode that runs at like 40 frames per second, and it felt pretty good.
I didn't want to do the high frame rate quality or whatever. I just stuck with the high frame rate. I did not try to do both. I wanted the 60 frames, and it feels really good, and I think it still looks excellent.
So, yeah, it played pretty well.
All right, careful, Ralph. For the first time in almost a month, that means it's time for Surmise the Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
Surmise Score. I hope you know what you're in for. Surmise Score. Everyone Surmise the Score.
Welcome to Surmise the Score, segment of the show where we try to guess Metacritic scores for games that are not out yet during this thrilling season, which has thrilled us for so long.
So long.
Whoever wins gets to make the loser play a game from their backlog list. The backlog powered by insert advertiser here.
God of War Ragnarok.
Yes.
And Angel Witch.
And Battletoads in Ragnarok's world. I'm not sure if that's what that game was called. we'll work on that. Let's see. Many moons ago,
many moons.
Surmised a score for a game that I believe both of you finished. The hottest, newest jam of the year, Ghostwire Tokyo.
Oh, yeah. You did not finish it.
I did not, because I don't finish any game anymore.
You did play it, though. That's good. I do appreciate that you played it.
Yeah, use the finger yeah. guns.
Yeah, it was lots of finger banging.
Paper fingers.
Yeah. Not salad fingers though.
Thank God.
75 out of 100. That is what it wound up with. So coming in second place with a guess of 79 was Ryan.
Oh no. Okay. I got this.
Nailing it with a guess of 73 was Ralph.
I don't got it.
Not nailing it with a guess of 86.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Was Derek.
No, not me.
Sorry, Derek.
That's all right.
I have won the right to make you play a game from your backlog list,
which is bigger than any Subway footlong you've ever seen.
Yeah, it's got more meat on it. Bread's not made of yoga mats.
Exactly right.
Eric, I want you to play a game that I added to your list.
Ooh,
here.
Okay.
Oh, right. Wow.
There it is.
I want you to play Road Redemption.
All right, I'm going to play Road Redemption. It's still on top of my PlayStation, actually. Like, I never put it away or anything. It was like, I'm going to play this eventually.
Okay. It's yeah. And
time is now.
Stream it sometime if you want.
I think I even have it installed, too. Because, like, I literally just put it in the same day and never actually did anything with it beyond that. Road Redemption is going to be an easy one. I will play that fucker. Absolutely.
Good.
Can do.
Good. I feel like the reviews weren't super hot. I mean, like when we played it at PAX, which we didn't play for very long, but it seemed really neat.
Yeah, I remember it being like, oh man, this could be really cool.
Yeah. So it's weird. The Switch version just came out like within the last couple months.
Of course it did.
And it probably. Run.
Probably the best version too.
$40 for the Switch version too.
Yeah. No. Yours was a nice like $15 free shipping, I think.
Fuck yeah.
Or less. I'm not sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Road Redemption. Check it off the list. I got it.
All right. We can surmise a score. for a game that's coming out this Friday, I think. Actually, two games, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Okay.
I was on GameStop's website earlier, and it said Pokemon Scarlet or Violet, $44.99. And I was like,
oh,
I don't really want this, but that seems cheap. And I clicked on it, and it was said $59.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? What is wrong with GameStop's website?
Yeah, they're just suckering you in, man. Just quit falling for it.
Every time.
Be better.
Let's see. I guess I'll go first here. Okay. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. I really don't know how different this is than the normal Pokemon games. Like, I know Arceus was definitely different, but I'm not sure. So I'll just go with like a 75. Ryan, how do you feel about this?
I will give Eric the chance to do 77. I'll do 78.
Okay. Derek, will you take that chance?
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to go with an 80.
Okay.
Solid 80. Somebody would go 80.
80. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't be good. I mean, it'll probably be fine, but I don't know how well they review anymore.
But, I have a feeling it'll be fine, but after playing Arceus and guess what, not loving it, meh.
Same. Game Freak's lost their touch.
I think I've lost my touch for Pokemon. Is probably more like it.
That's kind of feeling because I feel like Game Freak still figures out how to make money.
Yeah, and I'm sure those games are good. It's just like
Pokemon cards.
At least with Arceus, it wasn't the formula I wanted.
I like the idea of Arceus, but it just, the more I get away from, or the more time has passed since I've played it, the more I think like that was barely a game.
Well, and the gating of like what you were going to do just felt exhausting. I was like, this is dumb.
Yeah. Bicycle still in it or no?
Yeah, you can be, I think you have a bike.
Not, you couldn't in Arceus, but in... Well, you could ride Pokemon in Arceus.
Oh, that's what it was. You ride Pokemon. Oh. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know about. I bet in Scarlet and Violet you can at least ride something. I'm not sure what. Maybe. Game maybe Ash. Duke. Okay.
Did you say let's ride before?
No, we didn't. We did not say that today.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, I don't know. I want that formula, but in a better version of what Arceus had to offer and no gating. Like that just felt like, we still got to go find these. You still got to do this. I'm like, why? Just let me fucking move on in the game. Like, why are you doing this? This is dumb.
Yeah. I feel like if they keep trying to make games like Arceus, like every once in a while, like in 10 years, they may make a really awesome one.
I agree.
But, because, like, they put out, I mean, I know it's like different teams working on them. It's got to be, but they put out Pokemon games way too often. And, like, I really don't know. I would like to know how much, like, Pokemon games cost to make. Because, like, they don't seem like that
in depth.
Tech. Like, yeah, like, they're not state of the art by any means.
Right. They're not pushing like, the boundaries here.
No. And, same. I mean, obviously.
It looks better.
What's that?
Saying Pikachu could look better than he. Well, I don't even know if Pikachu's a boy or a girl.
But. I think it depends. But
Stop making Pokemon games and just make more Pokemon Snaps. Just make all the Pokemon Snaps.
Yeah, I mean, I think didn't Bandai Namco make that one?
What and where's? Where we got to be due for a stadium game soon, right?
I don't know.
What is that? Pokken Tournament was the last thing, right?
Oh. Pokken Tournament. Yeah, that was also Bandai Namco. Like, I don't know. Like, I figured there would have been another stadium game by now. I think there was one on... Was there one on Wii? No. No, I don't know what that... It's like, that was like Battle Revolution. I'm not sure what that was. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. That comes out this Friday?
I think so. I think it's the 18th.
Man, the end of the year is flying right now.
Yeah, there's so many games I'm not going to be able to finish.
That's kind of how I feel right now, and I'm just that's why I'm chipping away at God of War. It's like as long as I get this finished, and I can make a top number one. That's all I have.
I don't have a top ten. I think I have like eight games.
I think I have more. Four, maybe if I have to really look. I don't know. It's bad.
I mean, all we got to do is five.
Yeah,
we can
true.
Do one.
It's a collective one, and it's Elden Ring, and we know it.
No, it's
going to
be like,
fine.
It'll be
late. Lake should be good. I've heard good things about Lake, actually. So,
well, yeah, I watched a review on it. It sounds like it's a pretty boring game, and the driving is terrible. But
yeah,
it seems unique. So,
and for $10, fuck it.
Yeah, it's got a map, beautiful detailed map. It says physical.
Oh, I haven't bought that yet. Because GameStop's website, you got that from there, right? Or did?
I actually had to like. There was one dude working there, and they had five copies. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get it from this store because then I'll know for sure I'm going to get it. And, oh, dude, there's already a tear in it. Like, oh, my gosh. So it's not even, like,
it's not
completely
new.
Sealed.
You
but
know it's not new.
I had to go talk to him and be like, it says my order's not ready, but could you get it anyway? And he did. But yeah, I was worried he was going to say no, but because, I mean, he doesn't have to do it, but I was not going to go caring on him if he said no.
Just ask him for one of those rental 3DSs and say, all right, I'm going to sit here while you wait
to
get my order.
One of the things, like, I know they have it, and I'm pretty sure he can see that they have it too, but he was opened multiple drawers and didn't find it, and then the last drawer he opened, he found it. So it's the last. Says on the back here that they'll plant two trees for each copy sold. I don't know if you guys can see that.
Damn, losing money on that then.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, they count GameStop owning it as a copy sold. Because GameStop has five of them, at least the one.
But, yeah, they owe them. But yeah, GameStop, free shipping now is $59 and up. Jesus. And like no store near me would have had that. So
yeah.
It's like, that's why Sonic Frontiers, if it would have been $40, I could have got it. Could have got that free shipping.
Couldn't do it.
I ain't paying $60 for that.
No, I wouldn't either, buddy. All right, well, what's the plan next week, boys? What are we playing? Ralph, what are you going to try to get back into any of the AAA title releases, or you're just done with them?
I mean, I don't own them anymore, so.
Oh, you got rid of both of them?
What about Bayonetta? You get rid of Bayonetta?
I did. I got $48 out of each of those.
You should have told me I was going to buy that off of you. Remember?
You were going to give me $48.
I would have given you $60 for it. I didn't give a fuck. That's what I'm going to buy it for. I'm going to go buy it for full price now.
No, I mean,
I am.
Sparks of Hope's going to drop.
Like, I won't wait. That's the only reason I didn't do the buy two get one free. I was like, I'm going to buy that off of Ralph's. It's fine.
Oh. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Not a big deal. I'm going to go pay $60 for it now, so it's fine.
Well, Kingdom Battle is like $20 or less, like all the time.
I
so.
Won't wait. I'm an idiot. So
you don't want to wait. No.
I'll probably end up just buying it digitally, honestly, and just saying fuck it.
Okay. I don't know.
No
I guess more maybe.
Three either. Wow.
Nah, I cleaned house. I don't know.
Said fuck it. He says.
Well, now your trilogy is incomplete. You got. One, two, or did you get two on Switch?
I had it at one time. I don't have it anymore. I now have two on Wii U, one on Wii U, and one on Switch. I may have one on PS3 also. I don't remember.
Wii U, but it's part of the two. It came with two.
Yeah, so. that's how mine is.
That's partially why I'm trying to get through Gotham Knights so fast, because GameStop said I could get like $40-some for it. And I was like, that's not terrible.
Nice. Well, last week they had 60% extra trade credit, which is how that's when I made the choice. I'm like, I'm doing this.
It's got to be done.
I've never gotten $48 out of a $60 game.
Hey,
so
yeah, you can't say no to that. I mean, like I said, I really would have given you full price because that's what I'm going to pay for it now, but it's fine.
I wouldn't have charged it. I mean, somewhere had it for 50 or 55.
And it was Walmart.
I
think
I just,
for,
as far as I hope.
Oh.
Mario Rabbids. Oh, I don't know what I'm gonna play. I guess Made in Abyss. I don't know.
Go buy God of War. Fuck it. You have all that GameStop credit. Fuck it. Who cares?
I'm never.
Did you finish
I won't
the first
finish it. I finished the first one, but I was telling Derek earlier, it's hard for me to play PlayStation 5 now because it's easier to play Switch because I bring it upstairs where the baby's sleeping and I play and then listen to make sure she's okay. But I have to go downstairs to play PlayStation 5 and I have to bring the baby monitor and try to wake her up. I don't know. It's a whole thing. So it's just easier to play Switch.
I think you might be able to stream the PS5 on your phone now.
Now we're talking. God of War played the best possible way on your phone that we all know is super nice.
Yeah. But because they had like some Sony sells some special controller that you can stick around your phone, and I think that you can
the bone or something like that. I can't remember. What's
called. I think you can play PS5 on your phone. I don't know how good it would be, but
I'll probably. I don't pick my internet. It doesn't come upstairs here very well. Thankfully, it comes into this room good enough. But
and like I've tried it before with PS4, and like just having walls and stuff separating it is enough to fuck it up sometimes. So yeah, I can't imagine it's gonna be great. But
yeah,
a small town internet guy is just getting fucked all the time.
That's true. I may give in and buy Rogue Legacy 2 on Switch, but I haven't done it yet.
I'm really hoping that that game pops up as like, hey, we're actually finally putting this on Game Pass, because they have to do it. So
hopefully they do a non-limited run physical version of it.
That'd be nice also.
Did see they were putting it on Switch. And that Sports Story trailer, man, was hot. I should have talked about that. I forgot to.
Yeah. No, I don't know when that's coming out in December, but I know it's December.
Spiritfarer game would probably be good on Switch.
You should buy it, man. You should have bought Spiritfarer when it was cheap.
I think that game's pretty chill, right? There's no like,
yeah. No, you can play it on your phone. I mean, there's like a Netflix edition where you can play it on your phone. That's a game I think you could sink your teeth into and have a good time with.
But it did not come out this year. So if you're looking for games that come out this year,
yeah, I guess I am at this point. But I don't know. Yeah, that's. I could be playing some of this Ninja Turtles.
Hell yeah.
I might wake your kid up, though.
Yeah. I don't even know what you call this. It's like an old Tiger Electronics game. This is actually made by Konami, though.
Does it have volume control on it or no?
Just on and off. So, yeah, technically, yes. 1989. That's when this game
won.
As old as my wife.
Just a wee little lad. Ryan, is the plan for you kind of the same? More God of War?
More Star God of Ocean? War. Some Bayonetta. I'm more into Star Ocean right now than God of War, so maybe. Like, I actually like have a desire to like play more Star Ocean. Yeah.
I would say play the next, you know, play to where you get to the hub at least in God of War, because you'll know which place that is. Play to there at least, and then fucking whatever, but at least get to that point, and that'd be cool. Yeah.
Well, I'll plan on finishing God of War at some point, sure. Like before the end of the year, because that game's fun to play, and I want to play it. Bayonetta, I can't say that much for, but
yeah, those games. I've got a bunch of downloadable games that I'd like to pull the trigger on that I've just not done it. You know, $20-$25 games that I've not done it on, but
I also want to try to finish Plague Tale if I can.
Same. I do want to get back to Plague Tale, Batman, you know, Gotham Knights.
Yeah.
God of War is number one right now, though.
Randomly playing Persona 5 on Game Pass, dude.
Stop it.
It runs so smooth, though.
Three times is too much.
They had the Persona 5 PS5 Steelbook edition on GameStop earlier for $29. I think it was an error. I don't know. I almost bought it, and I was like, there's no way I'll ever finish this. What's the point? And then now it's not $29 anymore. But
I did not know. I might have bought that because I probably am going to buy it again. But I want it to be around that price, and I don't necessarily want the steelbook version. But
yeah.
I thought about buying it on Series X, but apparently the Series X and PS5 are like exactly the same. So I'd rather have it on PS5.
Yeah, it'll belong on Xbox. No, I don't know.
It is weird. It's weird playing it on Xbox.
Yeah.
It's too much. All right, that's going to do it. Episode 308 in the books. We'll be back at you with some more video game bullshit in another week. But until then, we bid you a fond farewell. For Ryan, for Ralph, I am Derek. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Level up.